NN Investment Partners is an international fund management company that's been operating in the Czech Republic for more than 20 years. In 2016, it had over 111 billion crowns under management. Its services are offered to insurance companies, pension funds, as well as individuals. The investments cover a broad range of products, with shares in Czech and wider Central European equities one of the main components. And that's where Igor Muller steps in as a Prague-based portfolio manager, keeping an eye on both Czech, Hungarian, Polish and Romanian shares. He's seen a successful year last year, and the upbeat story of Czech and Central European shares has been noticed elsewhere, with them now catching on with pension funds in faraway Latin America. I asked Mr. Muller what his work consisted of.
Most of the work goes into managing equity funds within Central and Eastern Europe. We manage two main funds, which is Czech Equity Fund and Romanian Equity. Czech Equity Fund under management some roughly 500 million euros that are predominantly invested in blue chips within the region, with most active shares in Czech companies. So at least 51% of the fund must be invested within the Czech equities. And then, of course, we add equities from Poland, Hungary, and Romania.
And how was the performance over both in the Czech Republic and elsewhere over the last year? How were the companies? How were the returns?
Basically, after about 3 or 4 to 5 years of stagnation and not particularly good results, the absolute results, we had a very successful year last year because the fund made over 20% in the past year, which is a very, very nice figure. Finally, the convergence picture came back to the Eastern Europe, basically supported by the robust GDP growth, not only in Czech Republic, but also Poland, Hungary, Romania. This is helping the regional equities a lot. We are mostly exposed to banking sector, and banking sector is a proxy to growing retail. The more people are secure about their jobs because of the low unemployment, the more they push on their wage increases, the more confident they are in taking new loans. Therefore, the financial sector is somewhere where we see quite a potential. And that's not only because of the volume growth, but also because of the expansion of the margins.
Looking at the banking sector over, just the Czech one, I mean, interest rates are going to go up over the next year in the Czech Republic and probably in most of the region. So that should be good or bad, in your opinion, for the banking sector?
When the interest rates rise moderately from very low levels, this is obviously a very supportive factor for financials and for their operating margins. Why is that? Is that because they are passing on the higher interest rates cost to the customers, and this is also boosting their margins. So the net interest income, this is what we are predominantly looking at, is on the upside trend. Basically, the market is estimating somewhere between 10 to 15% earnings growth for the banks in the region.
Some people talking about the Czech market look at the real estate market, okay, the mortgage market, which is one of the main aspects of the banking sector. And some people talk about a bubble, a reality real estate bubble in the Czech Republic. Do you have any fears about that?
At the moment, we are not worried. We have seen or we have experienced the real estate bubble in 2008, where mortgages were granted of 100 and more than 100% of the equity value of the underlying assets the people were purchasing. We are seeing a much more prudent and conservative approach from all of the banks. That's one thing. Secondly, banks are very, very well guarded in terms of any market volatility. The requirements by the regulators are very strict, even stricter than we would be comfortable with. This means that even if there is a slight pullback of the real estate market and prices would drop in certain locations like Prague, we don't expect this would distort the ability of those who take up mortgages to pay them back. So no.
We talked a bit about last year. I mean, the Czech performance, this overall 20% performance. How did the Czech companies, the returns from the Czech companies compare with the rest of the region? Were the Czech companies performing better, worse, or about on the same level?
Czech companies in relative terms are not performing as good as, let's say, Poland or Romanian stocks. The reason for that is that you have so-called low beta market, which means that these companies are not so much leveraged. They are more conservative, or they are simply from the industries where the growth wasn't so big. For instance, the utilities. When we talk about ČEZ, electricity prices didn't shot up that much, meaning that ČEZ had no reason, that the shares of ČEZ had no reason to appreciate as much as, let's say, Polish banks. But in general, we don't see this as something that would be negative for the shareholders, because on the other hand, in the Czech Republic, you have one of the highest dividend yields in the world, which means that the shareholders can participate and have it as a conservative part of their portfolio, and then they can get a high beta or so-called more risky assets to buy in Poland or Romania. So these region complement, and of course it really depends on the actual listings, and we all know that the Prague Stock Exchange has much fewer shares to invest to than, let's say, Poland.
Mm-hmm. Let's come back to maybe the broader picture. Basically, you're providing investment services, funds, advice, etc., to insurance companies, pension funds, etc. That's where you are. So how do you see that market evolving in the Czech Republic, given the general talk now about changing pension funds, the role of the government, and eventually the role of private people in covering their old age?
So I would separate it two parts. One is mutual funds, where you have investors that have been long-term investors. The ones that we appreciate the most are the ones who put aside their money on monthly basis, meaning that they are buying constantly, not only on peaks where they could be entering into some overvalued time periods. Basically, the most gain what you can get when you're a long-term investor, and equity investors are particularly long-term investors, the best way to avoid any volatility in their savings or in their returns is to be a regular investor. Now, within the mutual fund and the retail side, we actually experience that people are looking around where to invest to, because simply the interest rates are so low that the usual products like the savings accounts don't yield anything. Bond funds don't offer that much gains. So there is this constant yield search, where people try to buy corporate bonds. This market has been really active in the past 2 years in the Czech Republic especially. And then of course you have people looking at equity markets, because in the times of high growth of the economies, the best way to actually earn money is to invest into equities. So this is one part, that's the retail part. Then from the institutional, of course, we are seeing high demand or high focus or increased focus on the region from anywhere in the world. For instance, we have recently obtained a new investor who is a Latin American pension fund. They have been looking at our space for a longer time, but finally decided that the macro environment was robust enough or well attractive for them to invest, and I believe that they made a good bet in this case. We are seeing much more demand from the international institutional investors in our funds. And I guess that just underlines the fact that the region has sort of shot up in the perspective of the whole investable global equities. So we're happy about this.
There's been talk for decades about how pension funds should operate and government reforms, and they haven't really happened. It's being talked about again now. Do you see that this will have to take place and at some stage in the future, that pension funds and their investments in funds locally will in some way take off, maybe in the same way as it happened in Slovakia?
I don't have high beliefs that they will reinitiate talks about the second pillar, the compulsory private pension system. This, I think, doesn't have a wide support of the political parties in the Czech Republic. They just abolished the second pillar a few years ago, so I don't really expect them to come back and reinstate it. Where I see potential is the so-called third pillar, which is a voluntary saving up to pension, where you have a contribution from the state slash your employer, where the contributions are tax deductible. Therefore you are getting you're getting this benefit. And secondly, this really has to take some time, and people have to realize that if they are saving each month, they have a contribution from employer. And they are seeing appreciation of their investments in a longer than 5 or 10 years, then they start to realize that they are really saving up for the future. And this needs to grow into the minds of people, and it's a very long process. But definitely there must be a more push from government to tell people that they are supposed to take care of their future and don't just rely on whatever state will pay them after they're retired.